Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatane. Srila Prabhupada's translation: in accordance with the codes previously written, I shall describe in detail whatever I have not mentioned. There's no commentary on this verse, nor on many verses up ahead. It doesn't mean there can't be any commentary, but we can imagine why there's not commentary on every verse from this verse. That previously, in the beginning of the Madhyalila, especially in the beginning of the Madhyalila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote about the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Antalila, briefly, because he said, I don't know whether I'm going to live long enough to give elaborately, so I'll give briefly. So he gave the essence of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Dibdonmad, his divine madness. Now he's going to write in more detail. And at the end of the book he says, well, I could write more, but the book's already too big. So it's already big enough. So it's not too... Granta bahulla bhoye. For fear of making the book even bigger. Not that there's any harm. We'd be very happy to have Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 100 times bigger, 1,000 times bigger. But who will read? Who reads Chaitanya Charitamrita? Who reads Srimad Bhagavatam? If they see a big book, they go, oh, give me a magazine. Give me a cartoon. People don't want to read. People don't have the patience to read. Otherwise, there could be more. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes that at every moment of his at every moment that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his pastimes, that even one moment, Ananta Shesh, cannot describe even with millions of hoods in millions of years. So he describes himself as a sparrow trying to take some drops from the ocean of nectar that is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So every verse is not commented on, but every verse could be commented on. And whatever commentary is there can all also be expanded more and more. We have Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we have the Acharya's commentary on that. But they also just give a little, not much, because every verse, every syllable, prati akkhare, what is that? Krishna tula bhagavat bibhu sabashroi, prati shloke prati akkhare nana artha koi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining about the Srimad Bhagavatam says that the Srimad Bhagavatam is the same level as Krishna. Just like Krishna is all powerful, Srimad Bhagavatam is all powerful. Just like Krishna gives all shelter, Srimad Bhagavatam gives all shelter. And in every verse and every syllable, there are so many different meanings. So much, unlimited. Actually, the meaning is one. Krishna is supreme, we are his servants. That is the Advaya Gyan, the indivisible truth or knowledge. But that one truth manifests in unlimited ways. You may ask, how is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is at every moment, Ananta Shesh cannot describe it all? He may lift his hand, and how much you will describe? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is lifting his hand. But everything he does, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayana. He is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Radha Bhavadyuti Suvalitam. Nomi Krishna Surupam. He is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. He is Krishna covered with the feelings and bodily luster of Srimati Radharani. But he is Krishna Surupam. So Krishna is Akhila Rasamrita Murti. He is the form of all nectarian mellows. And Krishna is relating with all his devotees, unlimited devotees, all at the same time. And every devotee feels that how he is looking at me, how he is speaking to me, how I am seeing him. Every devotee feels unlimited bliss from this. And Krishna himself feels unlimited bliss from relating with all his devotees at every moment. So millions of books can be made to describe even one moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And even one devotee cannot describe it all. So they don't try to. They just live in Krishna consciousness. And some of the devotees, they try to gather some specks of the drops of the nectar and distribute that or collect it in the form of books so that others can also have some insight into what is the ocean of the nectar of bhakti ras. So we think that Chaitanya Charitamrita is a very big book, but from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's perspective, he's just gathered up a few drops. There's so much more to describe. There must have been so many pastimes. Some parts are described. So many things. Now that's not described. If we want to see what else happened, we have to join it. That's the only way. Yes, from the historical point of view, that is lost. There are some other books which recently, means in the last, 20 years or so, some other books came to light. Old manuscripts written in Oriya, but it seems that our Gauriya Vaishnavas, they don't accept that. They think they consider that to be not authentic. There have been other books also written. Hare Krishna. We often hear the term Srila Prabhupada used, authorized literature. So authorized literature means, authorized means that is which is accepted by acharyas. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is the most important of all. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal of Lochandas. So these are the three Bengali Gauriya Bhasha, the three accepted biographies. We say biography, it's a funny word. We have to think of biography of Napoleon. Biography means you look at him and make some commentary, but we can say Leela Grantha. More Leela and Tattva. What are the pastimes? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That's also described. It's not just a biography, but described, especially Chaitanya Charitamrita. One of the reasons that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the most important of the so-called biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is because the Gaura Tattva, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and what are his teachings, they are clearly delineated therein. Yadadvaitam brahma panishadi tadapyasya tanubha ya atmanta yami purusha itisyo syamsa vibhavaha shadaishvarya purno yaiha bhagavan sasvayamayam na chaitanyat krishnaj jagati paratattvam paramiha. What is known as the impersonal Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti, is the effulgence of his transcendental body. That Paramatma within every atom and every heart, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, replete with six opulences, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, there is no higher truth, tattva, no higher principle, nothing higher than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this world or any other world. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in every heart. And the Panchatattva, they're all there. Because he's not alone. If we can see, we can see through the descriptions of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who has written this, although he says, actually it's not me writing, it's Madan Gopal, the deity. We say deity, he says Madan Gopal. We see deity, he sees Krishna. We see stone, he sees Krishna. He's talking with Krishna. He took permission from Madan Gopal, Madan Mohan, Shri Radha Shaha, Shri Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Jayatam Sutopangor Mamamanda Mategatihi, Madsaravasva Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohana. He's describing himself as Mandagati, as in great humility, he describes himself that I have no proper purpose or destination, but Radha, Madan, and Mohan, they are doing that, loving each other, which everyone else is doing in a most inglorious way, everyone in this material world. Radha and Madan Mohan, their loving affairs are most glorious. So he prays to Madan Mohan, who wrote this, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he considers, I'm just a puppet writing this. So the subject matter of Chaitanya Charitamrita is Radha, Madan, Mohan. What are the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna as experienced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Bhava, in the mood of Radharani. So this is beyond the interfaith conference. That won't be discussed there. That's beyond our Bhagavatam class. It's the only subject. The only subject we have to discuss. But it's so much elevated that it becomes difficult for us to discuss. Or even if we attempt to discuss it, it becomes, not becomes, but is difficult to conceive of, because as long as our conception is one of enjoying this material world, then when we hear of the transcendental pastimes, the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, then our tendency is to misunderstand that, to take it as we hear it and we start thinking, well, why not me too? I should also enjoy like that, instead of thinking how to serve Radha and Krishna. So better we learn of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and through the Acharyas. This Antalila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially herein, is described the intimate feelings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani for Krishna, which here Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I'm now going to describe that in some detail. So this is the essence or this is the subject matter, the highest subject matter. So we may consider then we should discuss it all the time. But actually, Prabhupada, in at least one case, in a famous case, told his disciples not to, even though it's the highest. He said not to, and they were this famous or infamous Gopi Bhava Club in Los Angeles, circa, must have been 1976. So they were reading, had practically given up the reading of Bhagavad Gita, and they were mostly reading all very intimate pastimes which just had been released in Prabhupada's books for the first time. And when Prabhupada heard this, he became very disturbed. And so he called them, and this time he made the famous statement, first deserve, then desire. And he said, but Prabhupada, we're only reading your books. He said that everything is not meant for you. Of course it's meant for us, but the question of eligibility is there also. Who is fit to understand? We were just singing. Lochandas Thakur says, Vishoya Charya Shri Roshe Motit. When we can give up the thoughts of sense gratification, then the Vrajaras, the mellows of Vrindavan, they will automatically manifest within the heart. When we give up sense gratification and enter into the complete mood of service to Krishna, following in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan, then it is possible to enter into this. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to bring this. And this is the particular wealth of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But at the same time, it is so much easy to be misunderstood. The tendency is so much to misunderstand that it must be approached with caution. Not that it's not to be approached, but cautiously. This Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave the idea of, instead of ourselves trying to jump in, there's the English saying, that, what is that? Angels, what is it? Fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Where does that come from? That saying, anyone know? Shakespeare or Bible? Or, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't really matter to us. So instead of rushing in, that here I am, Krishna. Now I've come to be your gopi. So you can forget everyone else and let's have fun. Oi, here I am, gopis. Never mind about Krishna. So instead of rushing in, rather we shall worship and aspire to serve those who are thus situated. We cannot become Nanda, Yashoda, Radha, or even Chandravali. But we can aspire to serve them. Of course, those who are Gauriyas, they won't aspire to serve Chandravali, Chandravali Gopi, who is the apparent rival of Radharani. Those who like to be like that, they can sing Mirabhajans. But we sing following Bhaktivinoda Thakur, following Rupa Goswami, that Dohara Milane Ananda Kori, Doha Bijoge Dukete Mori. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Rupa Nugavar. He is described as the best of the followers of Rupa Goswami. So he's very simply, in very simple words, captured the whole essence of what it means to be a Gauriya Vaishnava. That he becomes very happy to see Radha and Krishna together, and when they're separated, he becomes so unhappy he wants to die. So this Gauriya Gaudiya Vaishnavism means Radha and Krishna together. Prabhupada installs Radha Gokulananda, Radha Krishna all over the world, Radha and Krishna together with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So devotees in Gaudiya line worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna. So we worship Radha and Krishna. And on the altar also, six Goswamis and Acharyas. And they're all leading us in this life. They're all taking us in this life. How to serve the devotees of Vrindavan. So how to do that? Prabhupada has brought us this path. Sometimes we may think, I have to do more bhajan. I have to do more austerities. We can do, but particularly the worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this age is, as he has described to us, what he wants. What does he want? How shall we serve him? Not by imitation. We shall serve him by serving as the acharyas. They have given us the path. How to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the present time will be by Sankirtan. Sankirtan Yajna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped by Sankirtan Yajna, which means chanting the holy names and complete kirtan, complete glorification of Krishna. Sankirtan, samyak, complete kirtan or perfect kirtan. That means the endeavor to engage all jivas who are part and parcel of Krishna in kirtan. So that is sankirtan, which means preaching. Kirtan means to glorify Krishna. That is kirtan. So it's not that simply singing, that's not necessarily kirtan. Making music, it's even apparently chanting the names of Krishna is not necessarily kirtan. If the motive is not to glorify Krishna, if the motive is to glorify myself, or if the motive is to sing very nicely so that people will buy my bhajan CDs and I'll make some living, which is quite possible in India because people are pious enough that they to buy such things. But their piety is mixed with sense gratification. Hinduism means piety mixed with sense gratification and a lot of speculation. So piety, but they also like some nice songs. So we have some nice song. It all sounds very nice. So it's mixed motives. But that is not kirtan. That is not shuddha kirtan. That's not. Kirtan means to glorify Krishna. So even though from the musical point of view, or from the, maybe from the mundane aesthetic point of view, Srila Prabhupada's voice is not as beautiful as a professional singer. But from the devotional perspective, which means from Krishna's, what does Krishna like to hear? Krishna likes to hear his pure devotee calling to him. So Sankirtan means the endeavor to glorify Krishna without any personal motive. That kirtan, that is worship of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Sankirtan Yajna. How he will be pleased. What he wants. He wants to see Krishna glorified by everybody. He wants to see everybody take to Krishna consciousness. His very name means Krishna consciousness, Krishna Chaitanya. So Sankirtan means the endeavor to spread Krishna consciousness to others. That's non-different from chanting the holy names of Krishna. Kirtan, generally we think of kirtan as singing the names of Krishna. That is kirtan. Chanting japa, that's also kirtan. And all endeavors to glorify Krishna through the preaching of Krishna consciousness, that is also kirtan. So Prabhupada has given us this process of bhakti sanivas, in the association of devotees, engaging in sankirtan. So when we may think that I should just hear about the very intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, that if we don't get the mercy of the gurus and the acharyas, we can do, but we won't be given admittance. It's by invitation only, no gate crashing. You have to be invited, you have to be taken. Kabe Lokanath More Shange Loya Jabe Shirupa Pada Padme More Shamarpime. Narottam Das Thakur sings that when will Lokanath, my guru, he will take me and offer me in the service of Rupa, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari. This is the way in. Not that, not by force. So if we can please our gurus, then by their mercy we can be taken there. They're showing this is the way to go. This is our aim. It's a very high aim. We're not going to go there by sense gratification, part-time bhakti. That will not give us. That will we won't get. I have my home, my family, my bank balance, my bank debts, my car, my dog, my cricket bats, and I also go to the temple. I'm also a devotee. It's not part of life. When one is fully absorbed in Krishna without any personal desire, following the acharyas, then one can hope to get the full mercy of Krishna. Of course, it's not that one can't be Krishna conscious in home life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has shown us, manasa deho geho jokichumo apilantu apade nanda kisho. In home life, if we offer everything to Krishna, then that becomes sannyasashram. Tridandi means one who offers everything, mind, body and words, in the service of Krishna. So one can do that in family life also. But at the same time, one shouldn't think that just because I'm married and I have some neck beads around me, that I'm as good as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's not that every home is the same as Bhaktivinoda Thakur's home. Can be. But we have to actually follow his move. It's not that every home is automatically as good as a Tridandi. Or it's not automatically that everyone who has a Tridandi is a Tridandi. That's also there. Maybe Tridandi in the matter of holding a stick, but in the matter of actually offering mind, body and words to the service of Krishna, this first pastime will be described here in Chaitanya Charitamrita at the beginning, of Shivananda Sen, who was such a powerful devotee, although he was there with his living in family life, with three sons. But he was such a powerful devotee that because he was merciful to a dog, and although in England dogs are man's best friend, you don't have any other friends. But in Indian culture, dog is a dog. That's all. Just nowadays it's fashionable in India also to keep dogs because in the house, because they must do everything the Westerners do. They're so stupid. But otherwise, a dog is something that's just kept. You can stay outside the house, and it's nothing not to be petted. Or throw it some food. That's all. The dog is not an important creature. But Shivananda Sen, because he thought this dog's also a devotee, we're all walking to Puri, he's coming with us, he's taking prasad, he must be a devotee also. So I didn't feed him. Then he became upset. Oh, I failed in my duty. I couldn't feed the dog. So he fasted himself. Then he saw that dog is with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And then again he wasn't seen, because he went back to Godhead. So these stories are there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, just to show what is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is the mercy of his devotees, that he can make even a dog go back to Godhead. Dog means very sinful. One who is very sinful gets the body of a dog. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, which comes through the mercy of, in this case, through Shivananda Sen, he went back to Godhead. And then all our devotees think, oh, I should have a dog also, and then I'll be Shivananda Sen. That's the excuse. But actually, you can keep a dog, but outside the house, and no petting, if you want to worship the deities, for instance. Not that you're petting your dog, and then you're petting Gaur Nithai. Or your 95% attention to the dog, and sometimes, oh, it's time for offering, okay. Oh, remember to stick it in front of Gaur Nithai before we feed it to the dog. Because he has to have prasadam. So this Chaitanya Charitamrita, if we can actually enter into this, then our feelings for Krishna will certainly develop. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Karopan Jaha Hoite Premananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who's writing this book, tells us to drink this nectar of Chaitanya Charitamrita daily, because by doing so we will get love of Krishna, then the bliss of love of Krishna, and knowledge of what is Krishna consciousness. The two go together. It's not that we have all bliss and no knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Then that becomes, we'll find that so-called bliss, that won't be actual Krishna consciousness. If we don't have the proper understanding of who is Krishna and how he is to be served, then our so-called bhakti will all be diverted. It won't go to Krishna. It'll go somewhere else. We have to know who is Krishna. Who are we worshipping? Who are we serving? If we have some imagination of who Krishna is, but we don't have the proper understanding, then that so-called service will go to some imagination. It won't go to Krishna. If we think that Krishna is some historical figure, or Krishna is he's so nice because he fulfills all my desires, or Krishna is the manifestation, he's another of the demigods, one of the best. So many strange ideas people have. So who is Krishna? We have to learn from the Shastra, from the Acharyas. It's all delineated in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if we can actually enter into that, then certainly we will taste the bliss of Krishna consciousness. So we should read. We shouldn't waste our time. There are so many things we can read. But if we read, especially Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, if we read these books, that is completely sufficient for us to be fully Krishna conscious, as Prabhupada said. That doesn't mean there shouldn't be more books. There must be more books. If there are no more books being written, then where's the kirtan? That because writing books means kirtan. And our Gauriya Vaishnava Acharyas, they've written hundreds and thousands of books. We have our Vaishnava songbook. It's very, very few songs. The whole, our Acharyas, they wrote in so many songs, Bengali, Sanskritam, Oriya, Maithili, Rajbuli. These are the main languages of our Sampradaya. Mostly Bengali and Sanskrit. And even though so many songs are lost, but still, even among Bengali songs, at least 3,500 are still extant. So we only know a few of them. And there are so many more which must have been lost. So why? You may say, well, why should anyone write any more songs? Why did Bhaktivinoda Thakur write songs? Why did anyone after the first, you know, 50 or so, or 100 or so, why write more? Because that's the natural tendency. Devotee, his natural tendency is to glorify Krishna. So he goes on doing so through poetry. This poetry is also described here in this chapter, Rupa Goswami's poetry. So that's a very important part of our Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Vaishnava poetry and drama. But we don't have entrance to that because we don't know the language. We can make dramas, but the whole language is, it's the all the nuances and the puns and that's lost in translation. So that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he very much relished hearing the poetry of Rupa Goswami. So maybe some of us you can learn this, but otherwise you have to wait for the next time round if we're so fortunate to relish the beauty of Krishna consciousness as described in this literature. So the writing should go on and must go on. Krishna is to be glorified in unlimited ways. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that even one moment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes could not be fully described by Anantashesh, even in millions and millions of books. But there's no harm to go on trying. There's no harm, not only no harm, but it's glorious to go on glorifying the Lord. Devotees should go on writing. The Kamis are publishing and distributing so many books, mostly novels, which is completely nonsense. Someone imagines something and they make some story which has got no meaning whatsoever. And the non-fiction, that's also nonsense. Maybe not so completely, but it's also the life of someone. We saw in the West End there's some movie or musical called The Queen. So, well, God save our Queen, but there's a lot of effort went into that, and after all, she's just another conditioned soul. So rather glorify the real Queen. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi. Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Even the best people of this material existence, to glorify them is, or even to go into detail about what they're doing, it's simply a waste of time. They're just here today, gone tomorrow. The Queen's the Queen now, and after some days she won't be the Queen. But the real Queen is always, she'll always be there. So better learn who to glorify, where to put our attention. Instead of writing books about subjects of no real consequence, better to shinvanti, gayanti, grinanti, better to hear about, glorify, remember, and accept the actual subject of glorification. So, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has given us this most wonderful Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we should read, we should consider, and there may be also so many purports. Prabhupada has given us his purports. Prabhupada said, my disciples will write purports on my books, because it's unlimited. There are so many things. Even each verse, a purport can be written. So devotees may write. Who will read? We don't know. But that's their Someone may read or not read, but that's their glorification. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes himself how he's so old, he can hardly see, he can hardly move his body to write, but still he goes on writing, because he's impelled to write. He has the order from Madan Gopal, he has the order from the Acharyas to write the later, particularly this section. Now he's gone through all Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, but particularly this Antya Leela, the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, particularly this. He composed Chaitanya Charitamrita particularly for this. So he went on despite all difficulty. He could have sat down and said, well, that's enough for now. But no, he was impelled, I have to do this. This is my service. Prabhupada also, in his old age, with the body in poor health, of course, old age, that's Leela, pure devotee is not young or old, he's eternally young in the service of Krishna. But taking great difficulty, he was impelled, I must go on serving, I must go on writing. I must try to spread this movement. So he did that, and he left these books. His greatest, himself, he said, this is the greatest contribution. So let us read these books, that's a service to Prabhupada. We shouldn't think that service only means distributing books or cleaning the floor. This is all service, but it's also most important service to Srila Prabhupada to honor him by reading his books. Then we can understand what is his mission, what has he given us. Prabhupada said, if you want to know me, then read my books. So that's an important service that we shouldn't neglect. But if we do read these books, then naturally the mood that Prabhupada has embedded in these books, that we want to spread this knowledge to others also, that will automatically arise. We want to glorify Krishna more and more and more. If at all the subject of these books has touched our hearts, then we will want to share that with others, which is all of Prabhupada's mood, that Krishna should be glorified. So Prabhupada did that, and he wanted to glorify Krishna unlimitedly. So he asked his disciples to distribute these books and go on spreading this movement more and more and more. We have a time limit?
Usually by about 9 o'clock, Mari. You want to take some questions?
All right, I'll take questions. You have a question, yeah. Why do some devotees chant the Maha Mantra in their minds? How do you know? They tell you?
Yes. Others they chant it in a different sequence than we do.
Well, it's not really anything to do with the class directly. Why do they chant in their minds? Well, if they're telling you, you can know. You can ask them. Why ask me? I don't know why they're doing what they're doing. It's good to chant in the mind. It's good to chant anyway. Of course, we're recommended to chant our japa little loudly. So if they chant in the mind at some other time, that's very good. If the chanting goes on in the mind, even when we stop chanting our rounds exactly, we might be cooking or driving, but if the Maha Mantra is going on in the mind, that's the success of our chanting. And in a different sequence, you mean Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, first like that? Is it? I don't know, you'll have to ask them. You'll have to ask them, I don't know why they're doing that. I can't say, I'm not Antaryami, Paramatma, who can tell everything what's going on in everyone's mind and heart. Sorry, I'm not pretending to be, so. I don't know of any Shastric prescription for doing so, if that's what you're thinking of.
What was the origin of the mantra originally? How did it happen to come?
How did it happen to come originally? The Maha Mantra is eternal.
No.
It came. Well, the Maha Mantra is eternal, and that's delivered by Krishna directly and through his representatives in the material world. It's there in Shastra. So those who know Shastra, they have access to that. But particularly in this Kali Yuga, it was spread promoted very much by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although it was being chanted even before his coming. Haridas Thakur was chanting Hare Krishna even before the advent of Mahaprabhu. So it's eternal. There's no beginning. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Krishna. Sometimes it's more manifest in human society and sometimes less so. You can chant now. When it came exactly, this is historical question. But the spiritual fact is that we can chant Hare Krishna at any time. The sooner the better. And as much as possible the better. We don't have to study the history to know. If we know, that's all right. But we're not historians. Anything else?
In connection with spreading Krishna consciousness by books and reading the books and things. I've also heard it said that Srila Prabhupada called it that we shouldn't read too many books.
Well, that's there right here in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mm-hmm. Bahu Granthana Paribhe. Don't read many books.
How do you reconcile that? If we're meant to have lots of books and keep writing.
Yeah, there should be many books, but not everyone's going to read everything. It's not even possible. Mm-hmm. Even the number of books that have been published by ISKCON and Ras Bihari and everyone else together, it'd be difficult to read them all. Even if you started now, it'd be difficult to finish them all in the rest of your lifetime, even if you had nothing else to do. And if you knew Sanskrit and Bengali, you'd be finished, because no. Prabhupada said that. He said that even if you sat down and started to read all the Vaishnava literature, you couldn't finish in your lifetime. But he also said that all the Vedic literature, especially the Vaishnava literature, should be translated in all the languages and distributed all over the world. So not everything's for everyone. It's not possible to know everything, but we should know what are the most important. And then there may be some books which are especially appeal to some devotees. They may take pleasure in particularly in reciting that, either because of personal taste, or they may be attracted to a particular form of the Lord or a particular pastime of the Lord. So they're attracted to read that or understand that. Or they may be ordered by their guru, you should study this. Like that. Yeah, please.
Reading a chapter from the Srimad Bhagavatam, when I revisit that a month later, it's almost as if I haven't read it.
Now you read the whole of Srimad Bhagavatam. You read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam? Now when you read through it all, and you think, oh, now I finished it. Now I'll read it again. And you read it again, and the second time you read it, you think, whoa, really? I don't think I really read it at all the first time. And then you finish it again. Then you go the third time, and think, oh, that's in there, really? And it goes on like that every time. And the more you read it, the more you find. It's unlimited. There's so much. It may be something you read, and you already read through the Bhagavatam 5 times, and you read again and say, oh, I didn't know that was in there. That's amazing. Even though you read it, but somehow it strikes you. Like this. And it goes on and on and on, because Krishna is unlimited. The words of the Bhagavatam, it's not like reading some school book which you can read and you can memorize and you can pass your exam. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's described different verses Swarup Damodar would sing, and then he would go on for hours and hours and hours just reciting two or three words over and over again, just relishing those words. Because it's unlimited. Krishna is unlimited. So maybe it's because you have a good service attitude that you think you never read it. Because if you think, now I know it, I read, close the book, finish, then you haven't, that means no service attitude. By service attitude, more and more is revealed. So our materialistic tendency is to think that I read it, I got it, it's under control, I know it. But Srimad Bhagavatam, we approach by worshipping. We don't read Srimad Bhagavatam like we read the Daily Mirror, but we worship Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the actual process for reading it. Is before, it should be kept very nicely. We should do puja before. At least people, traditionally they do archaman. We just kind of... We have no culture. We're unfortunate. But these rules are there just to make us, that we should, even before reading, we recite some prayers, and at least offer a little incense. And that just puts us in the consciousness. Now, what are we studying? What is this? This is to be worshipped. Every word is worshipable. So you'll never come to the end. It will always remain fresh. It will always remain a mystery. There are things in there which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown the way how to go in there. However, no one else found the way. What is the actual subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that. Ahus chate nalinanava padaravinda. What is the importance of this verse? The whole of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they hinge on this verse, which appears to be a very obscure verse. It's somewhere in the 80-something chapter of the 10th canto. All Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feelings of separation, it's all, that's the doorway through that. Anything else? Yeah, please. Kirtan should be done with the intention of glorifying Krishna. It can't be done in any other way. Otherwise, it's not kirtan. Otherwise, we can say it's singing. But it's not kirtan.
If we find that there are other thoughts coming into your mind, whether you want to engage in kirtan or any other services, what do you recommend?
What should we do if other thoughts come in our mind? Well, let them go. Don't cultivate them. Remember that we are here to glorify Krishna. So of course, a devotee is there, we're engaging in kirtan. It's not that it's not kirtan. But the purity will be there in as much as our desires to serve Krishna are developed, but hopefully we've only come here for that purpose. So therefore, by chanting with that desire to become purified, to serve Krishna, by chanting like that, then the effect of purification will be there. You see the effect of pure chanting. By Prabhupada's chanting, so many people came to Krishna consciousness. And then by their chanting, being empowered by the power that was coming through Prabhupada, then they also, that inspired others to also take it up. Chanting, however, should be heard from the lips of pure devotee. Prabhupada writes in one purport here in Chaitanya Charitamrita that we request all of the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to become pure devotees so that others may be benefited. Hare Krishna. Anything else? No? All right. Yeah. We have to have the proper service attitude to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, that's true. But by approaching with that attitude that I wish to be purified, then Srimad Bhagavatam will reveal to us the attitude that should be there. It's always there that if we have the desire to be purified, then by performing kirtan, we will be purified. So kirtan, or the singing, should be accompanied by hearing. Shravana, kirtana. These two things should go on. We should hear who is Krishna, who are we glorifying, why should we glorify, how we can be free from personal desires. Then our kirtan can be very nice. Shravan, kirtan, the two are inseparable. Just like Radha and Krishna are inseparable. Krishna is he is the supreme, complete, absolute truth, yet he's incomplete without Radha. So kirtan means glorification of Krishna, but that's incomplete without Shravan. So, by Prabhupada's mercy, Shravan, kirtan. I have some books. Yes, I'm also writing books on Prabhupada's order. So I'm trying to distribute them also. So if anyone would like, I can see. Oh, this is not my book. This is Prabhupada's book in Hindi. Adhyatma or Ekisvi Sadi. Yeah, I've written a few. Here's a book about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's an overview of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Several devotees, after reading this, bought the Chaitanya Charitamrita set, so make sure you have enough money to buy it. Oh, I'll tell one nice story from when the Chaitanya Charitamrita first came out. We got one set here, and it means that the Adi Leela volume 2 and volume 1 had come out, and the rest of the books hadn't. And then there was the famous Prabhupada telling you should print 18 books in 2 months. So then all the rest of the books came out, but just one copy of each. So each leading devotee got one copy for one day. And according to rank, it went down. So then Kishore Prabhu, you know Kishore? He was here. He was living in the manor there. So at the end of the day once, I saw him coming out of what's now, I think, the life membership guest room up there. I saw him coming out of there with tears streaming down his eye. He said, "Why are you crying?" And he had Chaitanya Charitamrita in his hand. He said, "If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita and you don't cry, then you're not a devotee." That was his reply. Very nice. Very good soul, Kishore Prabhu. Right. Sweet. He's had his struggles, as have many, but his heart is very pure. No doubt. So, there's the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, there's my memories of Srila Prabhupada. As many people ask me, how did I see Prabhupada? What did he say? Etc. So, I wrote it in a book. Message to the youth of India. I mean, Indian youths here. You can read that. This is a book about Rasikananda, a great preacher in the two generations after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's an inspiration for preachers. Yeah, Bhakti Das Babaji, this is to read about and not imitate. Brahmacharya in Krishna Consciousness. I think it's still my most famous book.
Then I went to India, I went to Baroda, and someone said like atom bomb. That book is like atom bomb.
Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. Basic. Yeah, this is glorification of Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Ramayana is there, an edition of Ramayana. And here's a new book I made on pilgrimage in holy Indians. Visits to different holy places. Where's that glimpses of traditional Indian life? We don't have that. Didn't find it. You must have. Must be in the car? In the other car. All right. Okay, so these books are available. And apart from reading so many other books, if you like to read these books, you're welcome to do so. And all those to Srila Prabhupada.